Hi, I'm Antonio Centeno, and you're listening to the Personal Image System Podcast. Welcome to the Personal Image System Podcast. I'm Antonio Centeno, your host and the founder of Real Men, Real Style. In this show, my goal is to help you learn to leverage the science of style to create your command presence. This is a personal image that sends the signal of confidence and trust and will help increase your earning power and attraction levels. All show notes can be found at realmenrealstyle.com, along with hundreds of videos, articles, and infographics. Quit Facebook. I know I probably could have said quit Instagram, quit Twitter, quit any of those social media platforms out there. This is about the addiction that I know a lot of men and women face. I know kids face it as well. I've got four young children, and I can tell you my two-year-old loves, I mean, we find it cute. She's like, give me my phone, please. And she does this screaming. But do you know, it's like these things are made to be addictive. Whether you're 2 years old, whether you are 85 years old, you're drawn to social media and everything on there. Now, with my kids, I do limit it. In fact, currently we're having a little bit of a battle with my eight-year-old who wants to be on Instagram, who wants to be musically is actually her choice of social media. She loves it. And I have to say there are some good things to it, much like Facebook, much like Instagram. There are definitely benefits, staying in touch with people, building connections, having fun with creativity, building things and creating something that, you know, it's a fun outlet. And you may even argue it's better than television. At least it's two-way. You're interacting with people. But there also are a lot of dangers. So I've already talked about it. It's addictive. And I think it goes back to in our brain, they've shown studies, you know, it releases of dopamine. It makes us feel great to check in on these things. And because you get that little bit of a release of, you know, this natural drug in our body, we like to get updates. We like to check notifications. We like to dive into there. And these notifications are crazy addictive, where you're, as soon as you hear that little ring, you stop what you're doing and you go check it out. But there's other negative things associated with this. Let's talk about forcing comparisons. So we are forced to look at the top 1% of what other people are putting out there. And we start to view this as the norm. And if we don't have that picture perfect vacation or that picture perfect day or those picture perfect moments throughout our day, we wonder, gosh, what's going on with us? I must obviously be defective. Something's not right with me. So this forced comparison is pretty bad. Also, the division of people. So I think Facebook and what has happened over the last election we had here in the United States, Donald Trump versus Hillary Clinton, and whatever side you're on, what happened, I think, is that Facebook and a lot of these social media platforms, they didn't change anyone's mind. What happened is people just stopped following, or they realized that they didn't like this person who formerly they did like, but they didn't like him because of these political posts or the stances they were taking. And they realized how different they were from that individual. And instead of actually looking to have a thoughtful conversation, they looked at this the way this person was pontificating, probably not even meaning to, but it looked like, gosh, this person is always putting out this stuff. I am going to unfollow. I just don't want them in my social circles. So instead of opening up and actually having a dialogue and a conversation like we probably would in real life, you actually have turned off and you've kind of stopped engaging and stopped even in some cases, you unfriended that individual. Now, other things they say it affects. Affecting sleep, impacting your immune system, and it supposedly inhibits the release of certain growth hormones, impairs digestion, your vision, limited thinking, and kills creativity, and even makes you, as I talked about, less happy. But finally, let's talk about, you know, I love this saying. It basically goes, if you're not paying for the product, you are the product. Now, whether you agree or disagree, and I know there are people on both sides of this, I really do feel that these businesses are here to make a profit. Many of them are venture-backed if they're not already a public company, such as Facebook, and they've got to make a profit. They've got to grow this business, and they are looking to sell you. I know, because I'm one of those guys that buys ads on Facebook. I buy ads on YouTube. I buy ads on multiple different platforms out there because I can reach an audience. It's scalable. And I know how I can zero in, and based off of your behavior, I can actually target you as a consumer. Now, I'd like to think that I put out some pretty good products. I've got a great message, and I really believe in what I'm putting out there. But understand that there are companies that you may not want yourself or your family or your kids to be exposed to, that are doing things or selling things which you don't believe in or you don't want to be a part of, or that you just simply don't want to, you know, have sold to you. But that's what those platforms are there to do. So knowing all this, do I recommend that you quit Facebook? And my simple answer is, if you're having this debate, let's first look at, are you using it correctly? Because the way I use Facebook is probably a lot different than the way most people do. I bend it to my will. I stay on Facebook because I run a business and I use it to spread my message. There are certain business reasons why I need to be in on Facebook. But overall, I don't spend a whole lot of time there. What I do use it for, I've kind of hacked it, and I use it as a bookmarking service and as a mass communication tool while I've been abroad, to be able to do live videos and to be able to, you know, update my family. I try to keep everything very positive. I try to send uplifting information, and for my own self and for my wife, if I like an article I'm reading, I allow myself one a day to go over to Facebook and I post the article. Not because I'm really, you know, I do like sharing with individuals, but I also like to have it so that I could go back. And I just found all the old bookmarking services I used to use, they don't work as well nowadays. So for me, that's what I use it for. And I've kind of hacked it. And now let's talk about how I think you can effectively still use a tool without having to quit. But I will talk about the quitting issue at the very end of this. So first off, you need to disable notifications. Notifications are not your friend. They want to interrupt your day to get in front of you. So email, instant notifications, sounds, all of that stuff. Not only do I turn it off on the social media apps that I have on my phone, but I've also got, you know, if you call me, I'm not going to hear it because I've got my ringer turned off. I don't want my day. So I pretty much apply this to all things in my life. You don't interrupt my day if you're just calling me. I don't stop everything. I have important things to do with my family, with my kids, with my business. I will check my phone occasionally. Just the other day, you know, we had a death in the family. And yes, and I had someone, my sister, calling me. So I was there to be able to deal with that. And she did, you know, the right thing. We had a verbal conversation. There are many conversations. So I know if it's like super, super important, I will see, you know, you'll talk to people and you will know that something's going on in the world. So don't feel that you're going to miss out on super important things by disabling notifications. You're just simply going to save your sanity. Now, the other thing is to go through and to get rid of useless people that you're following. I know that sounds bad. No one is truly useless. Everyone, I'm sure, has a purpose. But for your purpose in life, you probably have a lot of people who you are friends up with on Facebook that you're not really friends. So a good trick that I've heard is, look at whose birthday it is. And if you don't really want to wish this person a happy birthday, if you don't really want to connect with this person, if you don't have a relationship, consider unfriending them. Yes, unfriend them. Then they're not going to get a notification. They're not going to probably even notice. Now, maybe you don't want to unfriend them. Well, what you could do is you can unfollow them. So it's not as good as unfriending, in my opinion, because you still have them, you know, listed there and they could pop up again. But if you unfollow them, you're not going to get their feed in there. And this is really useful if you've got people like family or very good friends who you do like, but you just don't like what they're posting. So simply unfollow them. And yes, you can go check out their profile and then you can get a quick update all at once if you're gonna see them, if you need to get update, but you're not every single day getting, which is point number three, that useless information. So the way the algorithm works is Facebook tries to be pretty smart. They actually want to try to give you what you perceive as information that's relevant to you. Just because it's relevant to you doesn't mean it's useful or that you actually want to actually be getting it. So again, the best thing you can do is unfollow people who are putting out useless information. But don't be afraid to, when you see ads that are ads you don't want to see. I used to get a lot of gaming ads. I guess maybe the way I'm surfing, I know my son, he probably likes those gaming ads. He's big into that stuff. But I will go in and I just say, hey, this is irrelevant. I don't want to see this. If it's something for something I don't like, it's actually a dangerous weapon. Well, not, you know, it's basically a game that has killing or stuff. I'll say I'm offended by it. You know, because I actually think it is kind of weird that we have no problem with games and video games and things that kill people, yet we have an issue with, you know, showing a woman's breast when she's breastfeeding. To me, it's kind of a messed up little system they got there. Now, this one's a little bit more extreme for some people, but I would say delete the app from your phone. Make it so that you actually have to go into your desktop to check Facebook. Now, I have the app on my phone, but that's actually a recent development. The reason I have the app on my phone is because of the live feed or the live, basically you can do live streaming. The same with YouTube. Actually, I've got the Creator app as well. And I haven't put the regular app on my phone, but I need to because I want to be able to live stream. So Facebook kind of got me that way. But before that, not having the app on my phone was just great. Now I don't have Twitter on my phone. I don't have a lot of other things. And so many of you guys are asking, okay, Antonio, you don't have this stuff on your phone. How in the world are you tweeting all this stuff? How are you posting four times a day on Instagram when you don't have the app on your phone? Because I've outsourced that. Like I said, for me, it's business. And a lot of you guys listening, I know you're in business, you have a business, or social media for you is something that you're looking to promote a business. So if that is the case, understand that your job as a business owner, as the principal of your business, is to actually make money. Social media does not directly, in most cases, make you money. It's a nice thing. And if you don't have the budget to hire someone to manage social media, you need to figure out like what it's worth to you. Because if you're spending 2 to 3 hours a day on social media and you own a business or you're looking to grow a successful business, you're spending way too much time. And now some of you guys are smiling because you spend more than that. But I would say even 30 minutes to 15 minutes a day is almost too much time. I know certain people like Gary Vee and some other ones out there are going to disagree with me on this, but I try to stay off of social media. I do think you can systemize it. I've got it set up so that I've got an assistant. She's in the Philippines and she manages, and I've trained her. It took me 6 months because I had certain systems and I used to do this myself. But what I realized is, you know, I could create a set of golden rules that she follows. You know, we always treat people with respect. Important messages do make their way to me. We have certain things that we're going to post and the certain times we're going to post and the certain ways that we're going to do it. Now, yes, I could argue that I could do a better job. However, you know, when it comes down to it, I need to be spending my time growing my business in other ways. And I do actually, like I said, probably 15 minutes, maybe 20 minutes a day. Occasionally, I will jump on social media. And for me, though, it's having fun with it. It's not because I have to go in there, but like, let's just say with YouTube, I'll go in there and I'll jump in with the YouTube comments. Or maybe someone will say something kind of mean or snarky to me or my channel on Facebook. Well, guess what? I'll get in there and I'll have fun with them. I'll throw it right back at them. And that's what I loved. I like to be able to do it because it's enjoyable, not because I feel like I have to. And that is the key. So how else can you kind of quit Facebook or kind of step away from it? I also think that you can change your passwords frequently. Now, you should probably be doing this, but as we know, most people do not change their passwords very often. But if you change your password frequently, guess what? You've got to write, especially if it is a nonsense password, you've got to write it down somewhere. And when you go to log in on your phone and you just change it on your desktop, guess what? You've got to get that password. And for enough of us, that is enough of a barrier that you're going to say, you know what? To heck with it. I am not going to check this. I'll check it tomorrow. Well, I'll sign in and, you know, and it ends up being a week. Well, guess what? You didn't spend time on social media and yeah, you've got it logged in on your desktop. So it's one of those things I find that keeps me, I know from my phone, it's kept me off of Facebook for like a week because I didn't simply want to go through and retype in that password. Yes, I get that lazy sometimes, but that little barrier is enough to allow you to, in a sense, temporarily quit Facebook. So we jumped around and we beat around it, but what if you're like, Facebook is not adding any value? Everything you talked about at the beginning, about it being addictive, about it affecting my sleep, impacting my immune system. Actually, I actually feel like I'm just not eating as well. I'm not happy. Well, in that case, quit, delete it. And in the show notes, I'm going to put the link. You can go right to facebook.com, help /delete_account. And boom, you can delete it. Now, some people may view this as an extreme step, and I'm not going to say it's right for everyone. Again, I use it for business and I feel I need to be there, but I do have barriers set up that prevent me from going crazy in there. But if you don't need to be there, if you're just there for personal reasons and you're not getting any true value out of it, quit it. Step away from it. Because guess what? If in a month, if in 2 months, 6 months, you feel that it's a mistake, then you can come back and you can. The great thing about quitting and deleting everything is that you get to go through the, you get to, in a sense, wipe the slate clean and you get to come back and you get to re-add everyone who, and you get to be a lot more selective about who you add in. So you can actually have some ground rules. And I have seen multiple people do this and do it very effectively and be very specific. I know I had the rule for the longest time that I would only friend somebody on Facebook if truly they were someone that was a friend that I had met in person. If I hadn't met them in person, then I simply wouldn't connect with them on Facebook. I've also upped my privacy settings, which I guess I could have added that onto the list as well, you know, with quitting Facebook. But yes, increasing your privacy settings so only certain people can see your posts, and most of them are not public. So only certain people can even ask to friend you, because it's difficult when you're a man and you've got some random woman who's got an attractive profile and she wants to friend you. Come on, we're guys. You know, you're just always like curious, like, did I know her from somewhere? Especially if you're single. And even if you're not, hey, you know, we like the compliment as married men that yes, hey, I still got it. I still got what it takes. But understand those are yellow flags. And it's probably a hacker. It's probably someone that's just trying to, you know, mold their way into your account to try to sell you something. Understand that, you know, it usually goes the other way. Attractive women are usually chased by men. It doesn't usually go that, even if you're an attractive man, believe me, like you get some, but it usually doesn't go that direction. So that is my tips on quitting Facebook. I think if you truly believe that you need to, then just do it. It's a little bit harder if you've got the business aspect and you need to stay in touch for certain things. But what you'll find once you quit Facebook, all the reports I've read and talking with my brother had quit Facebook. I know I have a good friend, Brett McKay. He had quit Facebook. Everyone I've read, you know, it's one of those things that sometimes people get a little bit annoyed by it, but hey, you've got an email, you've got a phone number. You know, you'll find that people, when important things really need to get to you, they're going to get to you. And you kind of are able to look at the entire Facebook project, the entire experiment, because that's really what it is. And you're able to look at it from the outside. And then I think make a solid decision. You know, I'm happy to have this thing out of my life. And I think that's the end point that I'm trying to get to. Because if you quit it and you realize you're just living a better life, then you've made the right decision. All right. So if you want more, I want you to go check out the show notes. They're going to be over at realmenrealstyle.com/episode 58. Thank you for listening to the Personal Image System podcast. If you would like more information on men's style, business communication, and grooming, go check out realmenrealstyle.com. There, you're going to find my free ebooks and our premium courses to help you take action on the information that will improve your life. I'm Antonio Centeno, and until next time, stay stylish.